Seattle's mayor is urging voters and elected officials not to get behind a local property tax hike to fund mass transit. Instead, he plans to introduce his own proposal next week, KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer reports.
Just as transit advocates were coalescing around a new plan to fund bus service, Ed Murray is tapping the brakes. The so-called Plan C would raise millions from Seattle homeowners to undo planned service cuts. But Mayor Murray says transit needs a regional solution, and he's leery about larding up the ballot with too many levies.
We also need to do in the future a housing levy, another transportation levy for things such as sidewalks, and we have future housing levies, a future family and education levy, and I believe in our future a public safety levy.
Murray says his priority is a long-term fight against poverty by funding universal preschool.
I'm willing to draw the line, and I'm willing to be called the anti-transit mayor if it's to protect the property tax. If that's how people want to have that debate, I'm willing to have that debate because I believe changing the lives of those 3- and 4-year-olds is the most important thing that we can do.
Murray says he's looking at a bunch of different revenue sources for buses, from property taxes to car tabs to cuts to the Seattle Department of Transportation. A spokesman for the Seattle Only Initiative told Seattle Transit blog he'd drop the measure if Murray's turns out to be better, but for now he plans to keep gathering signatures. The first bus service cuts are expected to take effect in September. Mayor Murray says even if a funding measure passes, those initial cuts are likely to stick. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.